asked for a new song, Mike.
Oh, my God.
It.
This is the best. This is so good.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with us, Mike Fouché. He wanted a new theme song last night. He got it. This is a special night. This is a Thursday night. Usually here on Wednesdays, but because of the budget movement, and last night we kind of handicapped it and previewed it, and we thought we'd have you back today quickly to talk about what actually went down today in Springfield. Mike, a big day, and like we were kind of joking at the beginning about, is it historic? It's not really historic. It's much anticipated.
It's normal.
It's normal. Right.
Welcome to Illinois. That's... Suddenly we're normal.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Last night we talked about the big news being that the state of Illinois was going to fund schools for the year round,
yeah.
And they were going to give, what was it? It was $400 million, $200 in pension payments, and they were going to take the ceiling off taxing.
Right, you can break the cap
of
in Chicago.
That all came through.
That all came through, and there's also money that's going to other schools across the state, too, because not just Chicago public schools are the only ones that have money problems. Peoria does, too, and pretty much every city that has poor people in it. So, I mean, that was telegraphed. It was going to happen, and here it is, and the mayor had a press conference talking about how glad he is, and he brought up again in his press conference this concept of a three-way handshake, which is something he's been talking about a lot. And the three, I don't know how you do that, but the three hands are going to be the state. So the state has kicked in some money. The other is going to be the taxpayers of Chicago. So now CPS has the ability to increase its property taxes. Yeah, we're all going to pay more. And then number three is the unions, Chicago right. Teachers Union. And so they're going to have to give something in.
Did they respond at all today? I didn't see them at all, but what did
no.
they say? They didn't.
They didn't have a press conference today, which, you know, we were anticipating every time that there's some talk about yeah. budget, CTU has a press conference. So the mayor has a press conference or Claypool has a press conference and then CTU has theirs over in Merchandise Mart and you got to hustle over there in about half an hour in order to get to their presser. But they didn't do that. There was a rally that they sponsored over in the Thompson Center about giving money to schools.
Asking for a full year budget, not just the stopgap
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And, you know, that's another important thing. This is just 6 months. So that means that we're going to be back at it again in January. So, you know,
conveniently, when the new elected officials on both sides of the aisle will be back in. So
that's exactly
if there
right.
are a couple different if the legislature goes in one vote or two vote, that can make a big difference for the supermajority and
yes.
what happens in the House. So
yes.
you can understand why this a lot of critics will also say, great that you did a stopgap, but it is essentially kicking the can down the road until you can get through this election cycle.
That's exactly right. Now, there is one crazy curveball that came out of all of this, which is actually pretty interesting, which is that there's this bill that's been languishing in committee for the longest time, and then all of a sudden, poop, it pops up, and it creates what they're calling a super TIF.
Okay. Explain TIFs. TIF
yeah,
is a tax increment financing,
which is the idea is that you declare a zone, and then all the increases in value of the property, which would increase more taxes, property taxes, all the increases for a 23-year period, or actually I think it's going to be 35-year period in this case, then goes into a pot of money which can be spent on infrastructure spending.
And this has been highly controversial, something that Mayor Daley really shepherded in.
He loved it.
And he loved it because on paper, it's a way that you can reinvest in the neighborhoods.
Right.
You know, you could take money
right.
from neighborhood
but
taxes.
But the drawback is that as properties get better, you know, governments don't get that money, especially
right.
Chicago Public Schools, which take basically half of all of our property taxes in the city of Chicago. So they created a new super TIF, which is the boundary of half a mile around every single L line in Chicago, you know, which
okay.
is a huge portion of Chicago.
That's essentially Chicago.
And it'll last for 35 years. And it's different in that the money that would go to schools will continue to go to schools. It's just basically everything else. And so this money then would be diverted to Chicago Transit Authority.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please, David.
There was something I was reading when we were lifting some of the sound from all this stuff today that the mayor said this is going to let the city, the super TIF, ACT TAP, about $800 million in federal funding.
That's exactly right.
How does that tie into this?
That's exactly right. So the Super TIF authorizes CTA in order to spend money on the extension of the red line that they've been talking about from 95th mm-hmm. Street mm-hmm. all the way down to the far south side boundary. Improvement, there's an improvement program for the blue line to make it speedier and quieter, and also for the red line and purple lines on the north side. And then also there's a massive project being planned for improving Union Station.
Okay.
So that's basically what you're asking about. I mean, that is that project.
So that'll unlock federal funds.
That'll unlock federal funds. There's about $800 million of federal funds that the CTA needs to come up with, or the city needs to come up with, in order to get that federal money.
So this is a match kind of deal.
This is right. a match. And really what they've done with TIFs in the city of Chicago is, you know, you think, well, you got to wait over time for this money to accrue, and then they're able to spend it. But actually what they've been doing much more often is bonding it. So they'll say, all right, we know that over 35 years there's going to be X amount of dollars that are going to come out. And so we're going to issue a bond right away for X minus 10.
Interesting.
And so they can get the money.
How does
right
this
away.
Affect the regular TIFs? I mean, is it going to be, are you essentially robbing Peter to pay Paul in this kind of situation?
That's a great question.
We don't know.
does anyone know how much money actually is sitting in the current TIF districts yeah. right now?
Oh, man. Hey, that's awesome. You know, that is a question that comes up regularly, and
there's a lot of people want to know that. That's the movement. There's right. a movement that says Chicago is not broke.
Right.
And that's the question
that's
they're saying.
Exactly
they're saying
right.
there's money in there, we're just not touching it.
The Cook County clerk issues a report every year that is actually about 14 months late. So they tell you, this is what it looked like 14 months ago.
Hmm.
The only place that actually knows for sure exactly how much money sits in all these TIFs is somebody in the mayor's budget office. And
Mike
they will never tell you.
Mike Fouché from AlderTrack. Anything else from this stopgap budget that we should be paying attention to? I mean, we've got the headlines down with schools funded.
We should expect some transit projects coming up, and we should expect some more property taxes.
Well, great. Let's take a vacation. Let's take a six-month vacation.
See ya.
Mike, great to see you. Thanks
Good
for stopping
to see
by.
Too.